Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Royal Watcher podcast. My name is Saad Salman. I am the founder and editor of the Royal Watcher, a royal commentator, and a royal contributor for alt.com.
My name is Sam Gillespie. I am the editor of the Beaumont. I have a background in fine jewelry and a long-held fascination with history and royalty.
And today we also have a very special guest. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Stefan from Germany. I have an Instagram page, Royal Travel and Events, where I post pictures from royal places I have visited and from royal events I often go to.
Yes, everyone who follows you is very jealous because you get to see all these beautiful buildings and go to these fun events. I think it's just beautiful, the scenery and stuff you were able to capture.
Thanks.
Thanks. So last week you were in Munich for the wedding of Prince Ludwig of Bavaria. How was your experience there?
It was a very nice wedding. Luckily, there was beautiful weather. For royal watchers, it was a little bit difficult to see much at the church because of the Trachten people who were standing there. And after the wedding, the press looked the view on the bridal couple a bit. But I could luckily see a lot of in the evening when the gala took place at Schlesheim Castle.
Yes, and you got some wonderful pictures on there. And for those who are watching on YouTube and other platforms, you'll be able to see them as well. So I think some of the best ones that you started was when the bride arrived at the wedding in the armor of her father. And you got some lovely shots.
Yes, I was very lucky because the bride was standing with her some time before the church and interacting with the children, with the flower children, and also with the cardinal who were to marry her. So,
yes, no, it looked really lovely, and I think you got a really good position at that.
Yes, and I could also zoom in because there was enough time to do it.
Yes, and she stood there outside for quite a long time. I was seeing on the live feed that they were posting on their official Instagram account. She was outside for a couple of minutes before she walked in, so we were able to photograph her really nicely.
Yes, that was good look.
Yes, definitely. So I think one of the things that the royal house were really good at providing was information ahead of the wedding. So they told us all about the bride's wedding dress and the veil. And one thing I was really interested in to see that they also announced that she would be wearing the Bavarian sapphire coral tiara, which is the tiara of this branch of the royal family. And it's over a century old. It really one of those beautiful pieces. And she talked about how it was important for her to wear it because the groom's grandmother wore it at her wedding in 1950.
Oh, so yes. Is she not from a noble house herself?
No, she's Dutch Canadian, I believe. I think Stefan more.
It's very interesting about Princess Irmengard because there is also an official picture from her wedding where she wears the Bavarian lover's knot tiara, but I don't know which one she has worn for the actual wedding.
Yes, that was what we were talking about, I remember, on Twitter, because she wore that for some one or two of the pictures, and I believe that maybe the difference between either the civil ceremony and the religious ceremony, that she would have worn one tiara for that and one for the other. But I think she was the last one to wear that tiara in public.
Yes. Both pictures are from her in her bridal gown. So I guess the pictures have been taken on the same day.
Of course, yes. That's also the possibility that she could have worn something for the ceremony and she maybe changed afterwards into the tiara from her husband's family.
I also wonder if the lover's knot tiara is not available anymore for the members of the royal house. I don't know if they belong to the Bavarian state or if they belong to the Wittelsbacher Ausgleichs.
I think when I did my article on that tiara a couple of years ago, I remember reading that it's still private property of the royal house, but they have it on permanent display at the Munich residence. So they can loan it if they want to, but it's too much of a hassle to kind of get it out of the museum with the permission and the security and stuff, so just leave it there.
Probably. I saw it last Saturday and the day after the wedding, at the day of the wedding in the afternoon at the Dresser, because I visited it then, and it
Oh,
was there on display.
Yeah, so it wasn't worn because you weren't able to get pictures of the groom's mother at the wedding gala, so we don't know what.
Unfortunately not. Her husband arriving, but he arrived alone. Probably she
Oh.
entered through, she either she arrived earlier or she entered through and back entrance. She doesn't like the publicity too much, so this is the reason she didn't want it to be photographed.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yes, would have been interesting to see what tiara she wore.
Yes, because they don't have any other tiara, but his sister-in-law, who you can see in this picture, wore a tiara, which was a mystery for me. And one of the sisters wore that really interesting bird aigrette thing,
Yes,
which probably.
but this could also have been from her husband's family, as she
Oh,
is
yes.
to an Auersperg prince.
Yes, definitely, for sure, I think, because that's not really a Bavarian heirloom. It doesn't really look like something that the family
Yes.
has or would have worn, because it's not that kind of style. But it was lovely to see, and I think out of all the brides, that Sophie wore the best. But I love the way
Yes.
that it sat in her hair.
Yes.
But yeah, so no, it was lovely to see, and I really liked that they announced it the night before. And luckily, I had work, so I had written an article on the tiara like a month before, and I scheduled it the day before the wedding, so it worked out perfectly for me.
Yes, it was very beautiful. I have thought that you perhaps maybe get loaned on it a different tiara from Duke France, as Prince Ludwig is the heir. But
Yes, I was hoping that she might actually wear one of the bigger ones that's worn by Duchess Elizabeth for the wedding gala, kind of signify her new position. But this one was actually really lovely. Was suitable for kind of her style and her age, because the ones that Duchess Elizabeth wears are really big tiaras, so it would have been quite massive. But you never know, maybe the mother-in-law wore one of those tiaras because her husband's also the heir.
For her wedding, I don't know if she wore a tiara for her wedding.
No, she didn't wear a tiara. I was thinking maybe for the gala she might have worn one of Duchess
Okay.
Elizabeth's tiaras. Yeah, but you never, we didn't know, so we're not sure. But it would have been interesting, yes. So that was, I think, the lovely part for me. And then the fact that they talked about the tiara in the interviews before as well. But actually, the one thing I have to add is that the groom's mother, she wore earrings, sapphire earrings at the wedding, which are probably part of the parure that's being worn by Prince Irmgard. So she did have kind of some piece on at the time. And then the wedding itself took place at this really beautiful church in Munich. I'm afraid I wouldn't butcher the pronunciation, but it was really lovely, the decor and everything. And it has a familial kind of resonance to Prince Ludwig, because that's where his grandmother's funeral was in 2010.
Yes, it has a very big family connection, as there are a lot of family members buried in the fold of the church.
Yes, no, I really like that they chose this church, and it looked really beautiful and grand in that sense.
Yes,
So,
it is very beautiful and grand, and it is easy to the walk are the all guests walk from the residence over to the church. They were brought in buses to one of the inner courts of the residence, and then they walked over. It is just over opposite of one of the courts of the residence.
Oh, very interesting. Were you able to get pictures of the guests while they were arriving, or that was
Only
not kind of
very, only very bad ones, because of all the drafting people and security people in the way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
Yeah, so but it was very lovely located.
I have pictures of them, but not ones.
Yes. And so was the church open afterwards so you could go photograph the floral arrangements, or did they not open it later?
I was there in the afternoon, and then there were I could make some pictures of the floral and floral decoration, but it wasn't very much. It was only in the altar area.
Interesting.
Very simple.
No, lovely. So I think one of the more notable things about the wedding was that Princess Sophie fainted during the scene. That was quite a big thing. People were wondering kind of why, but it got quite a lot of media
Yes, of
attention.
course.
I thought it was quite rude of
Yes,
the press to
unfortunately.
mention that, actually. You know, she's obviously a big day, a lot of people, you know, probably overwhelmed her. You never, and you know, for them to be putting it in the paper like that, I just thought that was, what's the word? Ungallant.
Yes. Yes,
But yeah.
definitely.
Hope
But
she's
if something
okay.
like this becomes public, the press will be all over it.
Yeah. Well, I
Oh,
hope she's
definitely.
okay now.
Yes.
Yes. Apparently, I think there were a bunch of reasons offered by the press, from the fact that she didn't have breakfast or her dress was too tight, and that fact that she was wearing a tiara for the first time, and it all got
Yes.
too overwhelming for her. But no, definitely.
After all, the wedding was also a bit early in the morning, as the ceremony already started at 10 o'clock.
Oh,
So,
wow. Yeah, she must have been up very early getting dressed and everything.
yes.
Yeah, so that was kind of one of the more notable parts. And then you were there to photograph the couple as they left the ceremony, and people can see one of your
I
pictures
tried
on
to
the
do,
left, right.
but the problem was the press had to stand directly opposite the church entrance when the couple left, and I had picked up a place quite close to the car in which the couple wanted to go in. As I thought, I can make good pictures when they would go into the car, but the press followed the couple all the way on their way to the car, so it was very difficult to make a picture of them there.
Oh yeah, no, and I think the one that you got was really lovely, but I could totally understand your frustration because you have these plans.
Yes, there were a lot of people into it. I had to cut out a lot and to enlarge it a bit, so the quality is not the best, but it's
Yes,
the
and
only I have of them.
of course. And so, what was the general kind of feeling in the crowd that was there? Because the Bavarian monarchy has been abolished for over a century, but they still enjoy quite a lot of popularity in the cultural concept.
Yes, but I think many of the people were only there because the wedding the press the days before, and they wanted to see it, not because they are royalists or something like this, because they wanted to see it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no. And I think the kind of show of they had traditional royalist elements, but the fact they kind of really understand that their role is not a traditional royal role in that sense, and they have a different future than in a reigning monarchy, it was a really interesting mix to see as an observer.
Yes, of course, there were also some people who are interested in royals, but I don't think they were too much.
Yes. And then afterwards, kind of emphasizes, well, actually, first, we should talk about kind of some of the royal guests that were there. And among the notable ones were Her Majesty Margaret, the custodian of the Romanian crown, and the Hereditary Prince and Hereditary Princess of Liechtenstein, who are Sophie is a cousin of Prince Ludwig, so I think that was natural that she was going to be there.
Yes.
And were you able to get any good photographs of kind of the main royal guests, or did they also leave kind of
Not
in that position?
after the wedding, because it was all very it went all very fast. It was not much time.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
the best photographers still made pictures of the guests. I got some good ones from the parents of the bridal couple and of the siblings of the groom.
Yes, we were seeing that. Especially, I think there was one hat that Sam was talking about in the pictures that you shared, and it was quite crazy, but it was
I won't repeat
lovely to be able to
exactly
get.
what I called it, but yes, it was very avant-garde, shall we say? The head of Princess Auguste, you mean with the birds?
What with
I think it has
the
it is I think it has to do something with because it's good-eyed birds. So the
bats? It was quite intriguing to look at, is all I would say to the
What
Mac.
interesting, but I didn't know before that Prince Ludwig's younger brother is also married now.
Oh, yes, you were talking about that, which wasn't really
He
publicly announced.
the German magazine Bunte, who has lots of children of the wedding, wrote that he married in January this woman a woman named Tsugi, which is from
Oh.
Mexico, and they apparently married in Mexico.
Oh, so they didn't have a big German royal wedding in that sense. That's interesting.
Yes, I have been to the wedding of all of Prince Ludwig's siblings, only of Prince Karl's.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember because when I was writing my article on the tiara, I went to your Instagram and you had posts on all of the weddings. So I was able to add those in and I see, oh, yeah,
Yes.
she wore it then and she wore it then. So it was very useful for
Yes,
now.
yes. Yes, his both
Lovely.
his sisters and his sister-in-law have worn it.
Yeah. So we had those guests. And then afterwards, the Duke of Bavaria hosted a reception at Schloss Neuburg. Where they cut the cake and then they had a bunch of other kind of ceremonial aspects. But this was, I think, the most kind of royal part of the wedding because Schloss Nymphenburg is such kind of associated with the legacy of the monarchy, and this signifies his position as the heir.
Yes. There was also a little bit of talk before because at first the entire park of Nymphenburg Castle should be closed because of security reasons, and the press wrote about it. When then was decided that only the part directly connected to the castle would be closed, and not the entire park there.
Yeah, that's interesting because Nymphenburg is divided into kind of it's a huge complex, and Duke Franz lives in one portion, but that's entirely unconnected to the kind of the main state rooms and stuff. So
Yes.
generally, it's interesting kind of the relationship that they have with the palace and how they continue to kind of maintain this cultural heritage in Bavaria.
Yes. There have also been several wedding galas at Nymphenburg Castle. For when the Sophie married and Alois married in 1993, there was a big gala there. And also when her sister Marie Caroline married,
Yes,
there was
and
a
I believe, yes. So, no, the fact that they do use it for the big events is actually very interesting. And then the cake itself was also inspired by the Nymphenburg porcelain. So they really tried to bring in those cultural ties.
Oh,
Yes.
is that what it is? I thought it looked like a Josiah Wedgwood vase.
Yes, no, it's actually based on the porcelain. I believe it's the fact. Porcelain factory at Schloss Nymphenburg is what they had in the press release that they sent me.
Ah, okay.
They had it on the table decoration in the evening.
Oh yes, and they had kind of porcelain pieces on the tables. So that was
Yes.
and those antique pieces from the family collection. And they
Yes.
also gave commemorative badges to a bunch of kind of guardsmen and people.
To the people who took place.
Yes, so that was actually one of those kind of royal bits to this, whereas the rest was a kind of wedding of two a couple, but this was the official part. But I really liked that they were to mix the two together because after this they had a spectacular gala at the another Schloss in Munich.
Schleißheim Castle.
Thank you for yeah, I was not
Yeah,
going to.
yeah, yeah. There are actually three castles in Schleißheim: the old castle, the new castle, and Lustheim Castle.
Yes. And this is one that they no longer own, but they only rent out for events, right?
Yes, they rent out it, but they have to pay rent at Nymphenburg. They can apparently use without a friend.
Oh, very interesting. But
And
they, yes.
yeah, I visited Schleißheim Castle the day before when I arrived, and it was still open there then. But in the big entrance hall, in the entrance hall, they put up tables at the time
Oh
when
wow!
I
Yeah, no. I
visited.
was seeing your pictures, and for those, please go follow Stefan's Royal Travel events, and you can see all the pictures that you posted because that castle is
Yes,
really beautiful from the inside.
there will become more.
And, oh, of course, no. I think everyone should go and follow you, and we can look forward to it.
Yes.
And a part of kind of that, so they had the heirloom porcelain from the manufacturer Nymphenburg as part of the table decoration. And that a very kind of regional organic menu prepared by a Michelin star chef. So very keeping in touch with kind of highlighting Bavarian culture and cuisine as well. But I
Yes.
think now that's the main part, which was your fabulous pictures of all the wedding guests.
Yes.
Yeah, so what was your position? What time did you get outside? And kind of how receptive were the royals to being photographed or because were they able to pose for you or did you just able to do it by yourself?
No, I went there to arrive there at around 7 o'clock in the evening. I wasn't sure if I would be able to see anything because at Nymphenburg they had closed it very, very big so that I couldn't go close. So when I arrived there, there were already several bus photographers there. And then I had only to stay on the lawn because I was no breath. So the security people looked, and I mostly made pictures before they went to the press, because of course for the press people, they photographers, they posed, but I simply made pictures when they went on. But it was a bit difficult because they arrived from two sides.
So you were only able to photograph the one side but not the other one?
No, I photographed from both sides, but it was difficult that not to miss anyone because...
No, you did a very good job, because I think you have more pictures than any of the press I've seen, so you did better than that.
I think the problem is the press doesn't know much of the lesser known royals, like the Portuguese royals and all this. So they have pictures of them, but I put it not in the agencies because they don't know who they are.
Yes, and if anyone would buy it. So I think let's kind of start with kind of the main guests, who were the Duke of Bavaria and his partner, his brother, the Duke in Bavaria, and his daughter, Duchess Marie Caroline, and the other daughter, Duchess Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yes, and Marie Caroline wore her mother's Douglas floral tiara, and Duchess Elizabeth wore the heirloom tiara they have from the last Bavarian queen. This was actually one of the pieces I was hoping that Sophie might wear, but this has really become something that Duchess Elizabeth worn for a lot of events in the
Duchess Marie Caroline has, I think, worn this tiara the first time after her wedding again.
Yes, I believe so. Yes, because is her divorce finalized? Or I'm not sure. I did hear that she was separated, but now, because she was given the ruby tiara by Duchess Diane.
Yes, she has been. Not known if they are divorced or not, but I guess that is the reason that she didn't wear the ruby tiara from her husband's family.
Yes, and the necklace she's wearing, I think that's the first time we've seen the earrings, because she wore this necklace back in 2005 for the wedding of Manuel and Anna of Bavaria in Sweden. This is the first time kind of we've seen the earrings as well, but it's quite big jewels and stones in that. Very interesting. And then we move on to kind of the other kind of heads of the royal family. So we have the Prince and Princess of Prussia. She's wearing a tiara for the first time since her wedding. There's the Margrave and Margravine of Baden. She's wearing a tiara for the first time in a couple of years. And then the Duchess of Braganza, who wore Queen Marie Emily's big diamond tiara. And that's the first time she's taking it out of Portugal ever. So it's quite a big thing for her to do that.
Yes, it was nice to see Princess Sophie wearing the Meander tiara again, which is new, usually on display at Bruckhorn Salon. I saw it a few years ago. But it's not possible to take pictures there because there are security people all the time.
And do they have the other tiara on display over there as well?
Yes, they have the Clover Coronet of Empress Auguste Victoria there.
Ooh, interesting. And I believe you told me that they also have the ruby parure as well, somewhere on this way there.
Could be. I don't remember it.
Yes, because I posted an article on it, and you were talking about that. So no, it was very nice to see her, because she usually doesn't really attend these sorts of galas, and I liked this kind of look better than when she wore it on her wedding day. So it was lovely to see that.
Yes, it looked very good on her.
Yeah, it's a funny old tiara, isn't it? Because it's, you know, Kokoschnik designed, but it's got a... Kokoschniks are designed to sort of sit on the back of a fabric headpiece, and this one, do you know what I mean? It can kind of be quite imposing.
Yes, because, I mean, exactly 1 year ago today, Sam and I saw Crown Princess Cecily's other, the Fabergé Kokoschnik tiara, in London at the Sotheby's exhibition, and that was tiny, whereas this looks pretty big in size.
It looks very big if you see it in real life, but the pictures I have seen before, it looks quite small, actually,
yeah.
I think.
Really? So it's even bigger. That's interesting.
I have seen some older pictures from the tiara alone in its box, I don't know when they have been taken, but there it looks not so big as it looks in when warm. But I noticed this already after the wedding in 2011, when it was seen the first time after many years.
Yes, I believe it was worn by Princess Victoria Lee Louise when she married the Prince Flanagan.
But before the wedding of Prince Georg Friedrich and Princess Sophie, it wasn't seen for, I think, 30 years or something like this.
Yes, I believe it was last worn in 1972 before that. So it was quite a long time. Yeah, so lovely to see that. And were the Prince and Princess of Flanagan there as well? Because they were at the mourning ceremony. But I didn't see any pictures.
I haven't seen them. Could be that I have missed them. I don't know.
Yes, that'd be interesting.
But I don't know if the Leiningens have still tiaras left, because I have seen the Fürstin at some gala events and she never has worn a tiara.
Yes, actually, she's wears this diamond necklace, which actually originates from Victoria Melita, who was the granddaughter of Queen Victoria, and it was the upper portion of her tiara. She gave it to her daughter as a wedding gift, and that's the one that the current Fürstin wears. She's worn it at a couple of events that I was able to feature.
Yes.
So they only have that. They don't have a tiara left. Whereas kind of the transition is to the Badens, where our Duchess Valerie didn't wear a tiara, and we were both talking about it, that they do have a couple of smaller tiaras still in their collection. So it was a bit odd that she kind of went without.
But it was, I think, at a Prussian wedding in 2011, it was the same. Then, I don't remember, I think Margravine Valerie was the son of the, and then Princess Stephanie went without a tiara.
So, yes. So even, I think, like a month before or 2 months before when they were in Monaco, Stephanie wore the sunburst and then Margravine Valerie wore the ruby tiara.
This was an occasion when both have mono tiara, so it's a bit, strange.
Yes, but then probably it's easier to travel with one tiara than it is with two tiaras.
Yes, or perhaps the Margravine Valerie doesn't prefer not to wear a tiara anymore.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, she is older and she is a widow now, so she probably decides that. But then,
but I remember I wanted to say Princess Sophie also wore a small order, which I think is Louisian order.
Yes, I actually just sorry to interrupt you, but it was interesting because there were the orders at the mourning ceremony as well, the ladies as well, which is very rare for them.
Yes, and also the Margravine of Baden wore a small. Ribbon order. I think it's a Badische house order, but not so.
Yes, and I think the same thing with the Hereditary Princess of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, and she was wearing the order at the morning ceremony. I'm not sure, don't remember the evening one, but yes, but it was interesting that they did bring that into it, because the ladies don't usually wear their orders that regularly.
Yes.
And kind of the other events, there was the Landgravine of Hesse, who was wearing the Hesse star tiara. Without the stars, this one was made for the wedding of Princess Cecily of Greece, the sister of the Duke of Edinburgh. And in the 1960s, they had replaced the pearl and diamond stars, which were originally belonged to Queen Victoria's daughter, Princess Alice, with these pearl buttons. It was last worn in 1985 by the late Princess of Hesse. And it's the first time it's been seen since. So it was very nice to see her wear that.
Yes, it's nice to see here wear a different tiara than the Earth of West tiara, which usually wears.
Yeah, so no, it was lovely. I think I saw a picture of her husband in the mourning ceremony, but I didn't see him at the gala.
I don't remember, but I think she arrived alone with another group, but I don't remember which room she arrived.
Interesting, yeah. And then we saw the Hereditary Prince and Princess of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. She was wearing the turquoise tiara. And for the first time ever, she wore the earrings with it, which haven't been publicly kind of worn since the 1930s.
Oh, I haven't known that she has never worn the earrings with it. But this time she wore also the necklace with it, which she has not always done.
Yes, she wore that, I believe, once in Sweden. And she wore it again last year in Berleburg for the wedding of Prince Gustav. But then the earrings are the kind of special thing this time. But interesting that she's branching more into the family collection.
I'm not sure, but I think she has also bought necklace at a Prussian wedding.
Yes, actually, yes, she did. With that turquoise gown, I remember seeing a picture. Yeah. So no, she looked lovely. And then
she looked very beautiful, and it was an interesting color combination, but it worked with good pink and turquoise.
Yes.
But it's interesting that it actually goes with the order.
Yes, definitely. And she wore the order pin in the morning, but she didn't wear it in the evening. But it goes lovely with her husband's sash.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yes. And she's also worn the sash order, but I don't think any of the ladies were wearing their sashes, so she probably didn't want to wear it.
No. None of the ladies has worn the sash in the evening.
Yes. Of course. And it was a lovely combination from her. And then we also saw the Hardy Prince and Princess of Hanover. And she was wearing the Hanoverian floral tiara for the first time since her own wedding. And yes. I was actually interested because she didn't wear a tiara at one of the last gala events she attended. So I wasn't really expecting her to wear one this time either.
Yes. It was also quite interesting. They didn't want her to pose for the best. They walked it away into the red.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Yeah, because their expressions were quite off. They weren't really happy to be photographed.
Yes. I have photographed them when they were a bit far away. So perhaps they were in a hurry because they were one of the last who arrived.
Mm. Yes, that probably makes sense. But no, very interesting. And Sam and I were talking about how her hair was more blonde at the civil ceremony, but then it's a bit darker by the gala. So she may have dyed it to kind of show off the tiara a bit better.
Could also have been that she had dyed it at the time of her wedding because I remember she had some roots there, some darker. That is originally more dark.
Yes. And so this is her natural hair color. That's interesting. No, but it was nice to see her wear a tiara despite the bad expression. Yes,
and I think she wore it better this time because she wore it more upright. At her wedding, it was a bit lying back. Her sister-in-law was much, much better at her wedding.
Oh, yeah, that really showed up the sides much better. This, at her wedding.
It was good upright.
Yeah.
And not lying back so much. Because it's quite a very tall tiara.
Oh, very, yes. No, it's quite ancient and it's quite big. So it was nice to see her wearing properly this time.
Yes.
And she was a bit more comfortable with it this time than she was last time.
Yes.
Yes. And then kind of the big surprise for me was to see the Prince and Princess of Lien from Belgium, because it was her 70th birthday that day. And I had actually done an article on all of their tiaras. And I had wrote, because this, you were actually one of the first people to photograph her wearing a tiara, because it's all over online that she's never worn a tiara publicly before. So it was kind of a lovely surprise to see that.
Oh, didn't know that she never wears tiaras.
Yes, because they have, this one's actually a complete mystery to me and quite a lot of other people as well, because the one that her daughter, Princess Alex, wore, that's been worn a couple of times. It's an old family heirloom. But the one that the princess wore is just a big mystery.
Perhaps she has worn it for private events for which we never get pictures.
Of course, yeah. I think she could have worn it in Luxembourg when they attended the wedding.
Yes, at the wedding gala.
Yes, but then yes, we never.
I remember there was a second gala for guests like her at another building, and they had dinner there, and after dinner they all went to the palace. I remember I was in Luxembourg at a wedding, and I had dinner with some people I have known at the and suddenly. We saw at the circle building, I think it's called, coming guests out. And perhaps she was among them then.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, because her sister-in-law, who's the hereditary princess of the Brazilian royal family, she wore the other tiara that evening, and she was photographed at the hotel or somewhere. But I think that you must be correct that she probably had dinner at the other place. Very interesting. Yes. And then in the middle, we have the prince and duke and the princess and duchess of Arenberg. And she's wearing a very interesting tiara that I was not aware of, but their daughter got married earlier this year in Belgium, I believe. And she wore a totally different tiara, which may be the upper portion of this tiara. So it was very interesting to see how many jewels they still have left.
Could be, yes. I think it resembles a bit the tiara, the aquamarine tiara from the Mecklenburg-Schwerin family, which was sold a few years ago.
Yes, I see it now because it has this kind of similar kind of Bella Pock style. But she also wore this really interesting soutoir, which we can't really get a very good look of. But
yes,
nice, and it's nice to see they still have some big jewels left.
Yes, her mother-in-law is also a Bavarian princess who is still alive.
Oh,
The
yes.
The last daughter of Crown Prince Ruprecht, who is still alive.
Yes, and they have, I believe she wore a star tiara quite a lot of this time. So,
at her wedding, I think.
Yes, and a few of the other events. So that was one of the things that I remember talking, kind of really being interested about.
Yes.
Yes, so there was this, and then I talk about the other kind of guests as we round up. So there was the Archduchess Priscilla wearing her grandmother Archduchess Jolande's tiara. There was Princess Maria Francesca wearing her mother's diamond necklace tiara, and then the Princess of Otien Spielberg wearing their family tiara, and she looked quite lovely, but very different than we've seen her in the past.
Yes. It was also quite interesting to see Archduchess Priscilla. I wouldn't have recognized her, but I knew the tiara. At Nymphenburg, I had seen her car because there was the invitation to the reception at Nymphenburg was in the car.
Oh, interesting.
So I know she was attending.
But yes, we were talking about Archduchess Priscilla. So she has gotten engaged recently, I understand.
Yes, she has become engaged. I think he is a Spanish noble. I don't know if it is him, but it's probably likely because I don't know how he looks like.
Yes, but I believe the star on his evening dress and the sash, they are either Spanish or Portuguese nobility. So that
I think some Spanish nobility, but I don't know for sure. It is mentioned in the, I don't know, do you know the Nobiliana Forum?
I've heard about it, but I'm not active on it there.
Yes, but there you can find things like this.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, no. And so we will probably see her wear this tiara again at her wedding, because that is the one that belongs to their branch of the family.
If we will get to see pictures of it. I think when one of her brothers married a few years ago, we did get one picture, if I remember right. But I think this tiara belongs to this branch of the family because her mother has also worn it. She has also worn it at the Luxembourg wedding gala.
Yes, I believe I remember I saw some pictures of that.
There was one picture from her because she was also in that other building for the gala.
Interesting. Yeah, no, they have some quite interesting jewels because this one was first worn by our Duchess Jolande at the wedding gala of the King of Belgium and Queen Fabiola in 1960. And that's when it kind of appeared. The style of it is very odd. The diamonds are big in the central portion. The pearl is quite big, but then the rest is all kind of a weird collection of brooches and earrings, I think, that they put onto a tiara base. So it's very odd. And it's been worn by her daughter, both of her daughters, and also the one daughter-in-law. And then from that branch in the
family. Only not by Princess Maria.
Yes. And her daughters and daughter-in-laws have worn kind of the Luxembourg jewels. So
yeah, because they have, I guess, the better tiaras.
Yes, rather than wearing this one. So I don't blame them. But yeah, it was interesting because I remember reading an article on this tiara earlier this month because Archduchess Jolande celebrated her 100th birthday. And this was kind of the one jewel that I was trying to research. And it was kind of coincidence that we were able to see her being worn just a few days later. So I found that really nice.
Yes.
And then Princess Maria Francesca, this is the first time Infanta has worn it, a tiara from her kind of mother's collection. This is a diamond necklace tiara of kind of unknown provenance. And she attended with her brother and her fiance. And I believe cut up from this picture is also their cousin from the Brazilian royal family.
Yes, yes. Prince Rafael. His sisters were also there, but I don't know them, so I have not no pictures of them. But I have seen pictures from them attending in the morning.
Yes, I think they walked with Prince Louis of Luxembourg.
Yes, one of them, I think. I think I have seen his brother-in-law because there was a guy with trousers in Scottish cowl.
Yes. Yes, they actually she was the one that was married very well because he was quite aristocratic Scottish, and they had a big wedding in Brazil, and she wore the lean tiara.
Yes, but I don't think his sisters have one tiaras for the gala in the evening because I think the Brazilian royals don't have tiaras.
Yes, because his mother and the sister for their events have only borrowed from the lean family, so that's where they probably, because the big one that the grandmother had, they sold that a few years ago to a Brazilian socialite.
And interesting is that the grandmother was also a Bavarian princess.
Oh yes, she was. So they're all very well connected still.
Yes. So this is the reason that they were there.
Oh yes, no, lovely to see them, and kind of the fact that they still appear because the Infanta is marrying in October.
I was a bit surprised that Prince Raphael hasn't won an order, but I don't know which orders the Brazilian royals have.
They have a couple of orders. I think we've seen his mother and his father wear them at events.
Unless he didn't wear an order sash, like the other men.
Yes, that's interesting. I also found it interesting that the fiancé of the Infanta has got an order already.
Yes, interesting, yes.
Yes, but I'm quite excited for their wedding because that's going to be quite a big gathering.
Yes, I think her tiara is also quite nice and it works very good as a tiara and it doesn't look too much like a necklace, which so many necklaces do when worn as tiaras.
Yes, and actually I like it much better on when she's worn than when her mother is wearing because they wear different, their hair differently, and this is very suitable for a young princess.
Yes.
And other. And I'm really excited to see what tiara I have. I know what tiara she's wearing, but I'm excited to see kind of what have all the options and then kind of how the wedding will be because it's going to be quite a big occasion. I believe the president confirmed he's attending, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of the royal guests there too. So
I have also read note that the tiara will take place, the wedding will take place in the same church that her parents made. Because first it was mentioned that she would marry at Sintra.
Yes. So they are really scaling it up. And I'm curious if they might have a grand gala dinner as well. Because her parents did not, but then things have changed. But
I don't remember, but I think there was no big gala tiara when her parents married.
No, they had one. They had a black tie gala, and then they had another kind of cocktail bullfight.
Oh, yes.
Kind of big gala tiara.
I'm sorry, a what? A cocktail bullfight?
Yes, where they dressed up in diamonds and stuff for a bullfight. There's lots of pictures of the Countess of Paris and I believe the Queen Giovanna of Bulgaria and kind of the whole exiled royals. Yes. So, and the Prince and Princess of Naples. So it was quite a big royal gathering.
I was also on Saturday, I was a bit surprised that nobody of the Wittenbergs attended.
Actually, they were having the civil wedding of the daughter of the
Duchess Amelie married that weekend. So that is the reason. But on Saturday, I didn't know that yet.
Yes, so it was. I found it quite odd as well because they're generally there at these sorts of events.
Yes, and they are connected. Yes. And also, nobody was there from the Hohenzollern family, from the princely Hohenzollern family.
Yes, and then, there was also the wedding of the I believe which one it was, Countess Maxima. Yes, Countess Arco. And then her sister and brother-in-law, Prince and Princess Napoleon, were there at the wedding gala, the Bavarian party they had, I believe, the night before.
No, it was 2 days before at Kaltenberg.
So yes, and so that I mean, I was glad they attended, but I was really wanted to see her in a tiara at this sort of event.
That could also have been the reason that Duchess Elizabeth in Bavaria, the mother, and some of her daughters were not there.
Ah, interesting.
Because because Duchess Helene and Duchess Anna were also not at the Bavarian wedding.
Yeah. No, it was quite a lot of notable absences who you would usually expect to see there that were not present, which I thought a bit. But then I think there were like, we were counting and we had this thing in our group chat that we usually don't have royal weddings for a long time. And then there's like this, you have two or three on the same day. Wanted five royal and noble weddings on the same day, so people were divided.
I think they are still repeating weddings which have been postponed because of COVID.
Yes, and this was like a very lovely kind of weekend in May that they were all able to get married.
Yes.
So no, lovely to see that, and I think it was kind of lovely to see all your beautiful pictures, and thank you so much for sharing them with us so we could see all these royal guests. Thank you. And so what were your kind of final thoughts? How does this wedding compare to the other weddings you've covered? Because you've been to quite a few over the years.
Yes, it was a very, very nice wedding. It was really nice to know and see the gala in the evening, because very often we don't know about the galas and don't get any notice of it.
Oh, definitely. So no, it was great that you were able to be there and then see all, not just take photographs, see all those tiaras in person. They must have quite a lot to see.
Yes, that is what was very exciting.
Definitely. And so are you going to be attending the Wittenberg wedding? I believe it's in September.
Yes, it's in September, yes.
Yes, and there will be
a lot of photos in September.
Oh, yes, quite a lot.
Yes.
For most of these royal weddings, because I see you're quite a lot of events that aren't as publicly announced. So how's your kind of experience going to cover them, and how are they usually, are the families happy to be, or do they invite you, or do you just show up as a spectator?
I usually go to weddings where there is press anyway, so it's not a bit of a problem if I am there.
Ah, lovely.
Because as a few years ago, I was at a small wedding of Countess May,
yes,
which was nice. I could take pictures, but I didn't charge them because there wasn't any press there. So I don't charge pictures of this wedding if there is no press, because it could be problematic if they are in the public domain. And
you
don't know if the family still want it or doesn't want it.
Yes. No, it's lovely to kind of see it in person, but also I really respect that you were able to recognize their privacy.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
So what do you think? This is probably one of the most major royal weddings we're going to get for a while, until Duke of Wittenberg gets married in a couple of years.
Yes, this will also be a very big wedding if he marries.
Yes.
Hereditary prince of Schaumburg-Lippe marries.
Oh, yes, that would be quite big.
That will also be the big wedding.
The prince of Turin and Taxis.
Oh, yes, of course. But I think he comes after his father, because he will be already 40 this year and doesn't show any sign of going to marry.
Hasn't met me yet, Stefan. That's what it is.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Of course, he's waiting, okay? In his own time.
You need his mother's approval.
Yep, I can get there. I can get that. I'm sure Princess Gloria will love me.
Oh, then we will be looking forward to the wedding.
Yes.
Yes, please. And me and Stefan will expect an invite.
Oh, of course, you'll be front row.
Yes. Of course.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Stefan. It was just lovely to talk to you, and we'd love to have you on again.
Yes. What a nice experience.
Yes, anytime.
Okay.
Please let us know where people can find you on social media. Once again.
You can find me on Facebook and on Instagram under Royal Travel.
Wonderful. And we'll have all the links underneath in the descriptions and on the websites and underneath all the YouTube videos as well. So people can follow you and be sure to kind of like and share and subscribe and see kind of all the wonderful kind of events you see and also the beautiful palaces, because I learned so much from your posts about these obscure palaces. And then I go into this like research black hole where I'm finding out, oh, who lived here and all, because it's just a lovely introduction into the amazing kind of castles and stuff you have in Germany.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep.